We will now study the two last chapters of Hilchos Melachim in Rambam, which the Rambam talks about the era of Mashiach and the King Mashiach himself. This particular subject in the Rambam is discussed at the end of the Rambam's 14 books, Yad HaChazaka, where the Rambam goes through all the mitzvahs of the Torah and discusses at great detail all of the dinim, the halachis, of how one should conduct oneself according to all the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. At the end of the last book of Sefer Shaftim, in the last set of halachis, Hilchus Melachim, the laws of kings, where the Rambam goes through the laws of a Jewish king, the different mitzvahs that is applicable to the laws of, that is applicable to a king, and now what he has to do in his country, and so on and so forth. Then closer to the end, the Rambam discusses the seven Noahide laws, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, how it's incumbent on the Jewish people to influence all the goyim in the world, all the non-Jewish people in the world, to go in the ways of the seven Noahide laws, to believe in Hashem and do their mitzvahs. Finally, the Rambam ends off the last two chapters, chapter 11 and chapter 12, of where the Rambam makes the seal, he concludes all the halachas of the whole Torah by discussing the concept of Mashiach. In chapter 11, Perek Achadosar, the Rambam discusses about the person, the individual, who is Mashiach, and what is he going to do? What is he coming to do? What is he here for? And in the Perek Yud Beis, in the second Perek of where the Rambam discusses Mashiach, he discusses more the era, the time. What is going to be when Mashiach is going to come? What is going to happen? What kind of a world are we going to be living in? So let's start off with Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam is going to now tell us why we have to believe, to prove the belief of Mashiach, in the coming of Mashiach, to believe in the coming of Mashiach is a principle of the Jewish faith. And who is he? And what is he going to do? Now, the Rambam, as we just mentioned, is coming after explaining to us the entire Torah, all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now, we know that many, as a matter of fact, most of the mitzvahs of the Torah, most of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, we are not able to do them nowadays in Golos, because we are not in Eretz Yisrael and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And most of the mitzvahs of the Torah are connected to and have to be only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and when the Yidna in Eretz Yisrael and so on and so forth. There was the time in Jewish history when, after the Yidden came from the wilderness, which Moshe Rabbeinu took them through, to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel, where the Jewish people had a temple built by King David and King Solomon, David and Shlomo, where they built, and King Shlomo built the first Beis HaMikdash, and that was, so to say, the most perfect time that we've had till now in Jewish history, the greatest, the peak of time of what we've had till now in Jewish history, where the Jewish people were able to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah in perfection. All the karbonis, all the different laws that are connected to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so on and so forth. However, there was a destruction on the Beis HaMikdash, and there was exile. Another Beis HaMikdash, and the second Beis HaMikdash did not have all the complete situation that it was in the first Beis HaMikdash. Not all the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, the 10 tribes were lost, and so on and so forth. And now, after the second Beis HaMikdash destruction, where we're in Golos, in exile, for so many years, and now we have to wait and anticipate for the coming of Mashiach. When Mashiach is going to come, he is going to restore all the mitzvahs of the Torah back to the same and most, even more perfect situation as the Torah itself demands. Now the Rambam is, after explaining, going through all the 613 mitzvahs and all of the details in the 14 books of the Yad HaChazaka, of the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam is telling us that when is all of these mitzvahs going to be being able to be kept and fulfilled in its perfect to every single last one? When is that going to be? In the time of Mashiach. And this is actually exactly what Mashiach is coming to do. Mashiach's job is to restore Yiddishkeit, perfect observance of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Hashem gave the Jewish people the Torah. And when can the Jewish people fulfill, in what time, can the Jewish people fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah as we are supposed to do, as Hashem gave each and every mitzvah to the Jewish people? That will only be able to do in the time of Mashiach. And we actually say this in our davening. On Musaf, on Shabbos, for example, we say, V'shom na'ase lefonecha k'mitzvas retzeinecha. We say that on Shabbos afternoon we have on Shabbos by day we have a mitzvah to bring a korban musaf. And nowadays, because the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we can't bring that korban. And therefore we ask Hashem to bring us back to our land, to bring us the time of Mashiach, when then we will be able to do all the mitzvahs of Hashem's will. Mitzvahs ritzinecha, Hashem's will, all Hashem's commandments will be able to do till the last one. Every single one of the mitzvahs will be able to be kept in the time of Mashiach. And that is what Mashiach's going to do. Mashiach is a human being, an individual that is born to a father and a mother. He has to have a certain criteria that makes him worthy of being Mashiach. That we'll learn in this chapter, what he has to do. And we're also going to learn about the order of events. What has to happen in order for Mashiach to bring the Geulah HaAmitis VaHashleima, the final and complete redemption, where the Jewish people will be able to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah back in our land, with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Jewish king, and so on and so forth, as we will learn. So the Rambam starts off Halacha Aleph. And he says, HaMelech HaMashiach, the King Mashiach, Osid Lamed Ulahachzir Malchus David LeYoshna LaMemshala HaRishena. He is going to stand up and return the kingdom of David to its original state. Mashiach himself has to be from the tribe of David, from the tribe of David. He has to be a descendant of David himself. King David HaMelech was chosen by Hashem to be the king over Israel. And all of David's descendants were the kings on the Jewish people forever, for all generations. Hashem promised this to David HaMelech, as is stated in Tehillim, that Hashem promised that David's descendants is going to be Jewish kings. So the King Mashiach is going to be a king, and he's going to restore the kingdom of David to its original state. Ubayne HaMikdash. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a house of God. It's the house where Hashem's presence, Hashem's divine presence, is revealed. Hashem chose to rest in this physical world in a house where Hashem's presence is felt and is revealed. The Beis HaMikdash is a place for bringing sacrifices. And this Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach will build. Now we'll go into it later, exactly maybe a bit more details about the third Beis HaMikdash, how Mashiach is going to build it, and will it come from heaven. Umekabetz nitche Yisrael, Mashiach has to gather in the gatherings of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are scattered all over the world, and Mashiach will bring in the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. And the Rambam goes on to explain how all the mitzvahs that the Jewish people had kept in the past, in temple times, will return and be restored. We will bring karbonis. We will do Shmita and Yevil, says the Rambam. Shmita and Yevil is two mitzvahs in the Torah to keep the sabbatical year and the jubilee year once every 50 years. And those mitzvahs can only be kept biblically when the Jewish people are in the land of Israel. So once the exiles happened, the 10 lost tribes and so on and so forth, we have not been able to fulfill this mitzvah. And all these mitzvahs, which are connected to those times of when the Jewish people have to be in Eretz Yisrael as an entire nation, in the land of Israel, as they were when they entered it in the first place, other mitzvahs like Jewish slaves, and so on and so forth. These mitzvahs will be restored in the time of Mashiach, as the mitzvahs are clearly stated in the Torah. Says the Rambam a very powerful statement. V'chol mi she'enei ma'amin boi. Anyone that does not believe in him. Oy mi she'enei mechake lebi osei. Or somebody that doesn't anticipate and wait his coming. Says the Rambam. Loi bishar nevi'im bilvad hu kafir. He isn't just denying in the prophecy of the other prophets, Ela b'teira u'b'meishe Rabbeinu. But he is denying in the Torah and in the prophecy of Meishe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam is now going to go into biblical proofs of where it states clearly, stated clearly in the Torah, the prophecy that Mashiach is going to come. And the Rambam is going to bring three groups of psukim, of verses, that describe clearly a proof in that in the coming of Mashiach. Now we understand from this great statement that the Rambam says that lack of belief in Mashiach is a denial in the entire Torah and in Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, one is denying in a fundamental of the Jewish faith. Now we know that the Rambam reckons out 13 principles of faith. There are 13 animamins, I believe. 13 ikrim in emunah, fundamentals in Jewish faith. To believe in Hashem, to believe in the truth of the Torah, to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on and so forth. The last two fundamental principles of Jewish faith is number 12 is as follows. And this is very well known and everyone knows about it. The famous song, it's a song that's sung. Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima. I believe in perfect faith, b'bi'as ha-Mashiach, in the coming of Mashiach. Va'af al-pi she'yisma me'a. And even though he may take a long time to come, we're waiting. Im kol zeh, achak eloi b'chol yoim she'yoveh. Nevertheless, I wait for him. I look forward to him coming and I anticipate his arrival every single day that he should come. In other words, that it's a basic in the Jewish faith to believe in the coming of Mashiach and wait for Mashiach to come. This is understood why it's a fundamental in the Jewish faith. Based on what we said previously, that the ultimate of the fulfillment and the observance of all the mitzvahs of the Torah is in the time of Mashiach. So just like we believe that the Torah is true, we must believe in the time when we will be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah as they are in the Torah. And now we don't have the opportunity, So to believe in that time is a fundamental in the Jewish faith. As regarding to Tchiyas HaMeisim is concerned, the resurrection of the dead, the 13th principle of faith, that actually isn't brought in the Rambam, because the Rambam is a sefer, a book of halachis, of Jewish law, not of Jewish faith. The Rambam has other books of where he discusses Jewish faith. So Tchiyas HaMeisim, the resurrection of the dead, is a fundamental in the Jewish faith. Why is a separate discussion, but that's not for now. To believe that the soul, all the souls that departed from the bodies, will re-enclose themselves in a body, and at a certain time in the future, and get reward for their Torah mitzvahs that they did when they were living in this world, that is a fundamental of Jewish faith. But let's go back to our principle of faith, the belief in the coming of Mashiach. Because when Mashiach is going to come, that's when Torah mitzvahs is going to be bishleimus, is going to be complete. And here we see the power in the words of the Rambam, that the Rambam says 2 points. Number one, somebody that doesn't believe in him. And number two, somebody that doesn't await his arrival. It's not enough to believe in the coming of Mashiach. I'm a Jew. I believe in the coming of Mashiach. Says the Rambam, that's not enough. One has to wait for the coming of Mashiach. One has to hope and look forward. We want Mashiach to come now, because we want to be able to do Hashem's mitzvahs as Hashem commanded us to do. And we can't do it at the moment when we are in Golos. So we want Mashiach to come. We're waiting and we're hoping and we're anticipating the entire time. As we say in our davening, Lishuascha kivinu kol hayoim. Hashem, we await your salvation all day. And we know that throughout Jewish history, Jewish people have constantly lived this emunah, this faith, and not just the faith, but the waiting and the hoping and the anticipating the coming of Mashiach. And now the Rambam is going to go into the proofs of where it says in the Torah, the proofs in the belief in the coming of Mashiach. And the Rambam brings three sets of psukim. The first pasuk that the Rambam brings is in Parshas Nitzavim, of where the Torah speaks about a time where the Jewish people, this is Moshe Rabbeinu is rebuking the Jewish people at the last period of time before his passing on. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people that there will come a time that the Jewish people will sin, and Hashem will punish them and exile them from their land. And then promises the Torah that there will come a time that the Jewish people will repent. As the Rambam says in a different place, not over here, Hivticha Torah. The Torah promises that Yisrael eisen tshuva b'seif goluson, that the Jewish people will do tshuva at the end of their golus, at the end of the exile. And immediately they will be redeemed. And the pasuk says as follows: Veshav Hashem elekecha es shvuscha. Hashem will return in, all gather in all the Jewish people that were im yir nidachecha b'ktei hashamayim. If there will be a Jew pushed off, far flung at the edge of the heaven, at the other side of the world, Hashem will gather him in, v'heviyacha Hashem, and Hashem will bring him back to Eretz Yisrael. No Jew will be left behind. Hashem will actually take and collect every single Jew and bring him by his hand back to Eretz Yisrael. So over here we have a clear reference in the Torah to kibbutz goliyos, as the Rambam said before, mekabetz nidche Yisrael, the ingathering of the exiles of Israel. This is the first proof that the Rambam brings. Then the Rambam goes on to another proof. And the Rambam brings from the Chumash in Parshas Balak, where the famous story with Bilam the prophet, that Bilam, the non-Jewish prophet, came to curse the Jewish people, and Hashem turned his curses into blessings, and Bilam blessed the Jewish people. And then he said prophecy, and he spoke about two Mashiachs. One of them referring to King David, and one of them referring to Mashiach that will be in the time to come. The Rambam goes on to translate the psukim, the verses in the Torah, of where Bilam is saying his prophecy, different to the commentary of other commentators, such as Rashi, that explains it in a different way. The Rambam has his own explanation on the verses, and explains the psukim that are stated over there, that each one of the psukim is a prophecy that's split into two. One prophecy is about David, the first prophecy, the first half of each pasuk, is about David HaMelech, King David, that's going to save the Jewish people, and the second half of the pasuk, about the King Mashiach, that will save the Jewish people. Different prophecies, how they will conquer different nations, how they will fight different wars, how they will rule over the world, and so on and so forth. And that is a clear reference in the Torah that is explained by the commentaries on the Psukim about the coming of Mashiach. That is, those two proofs that we said till now were brought in Halacha Aleph, in the first Halacha. Then in Halacha Beis, the second paragraph of the Rambam says the third proof from the Torah. And the Rebbe explains why this is brought in a separate Halacha, in Halacha Beis, as we'll soon explain. The third proof is as follows. The Torah tells us about what's called Orei Miklat, the cities of refuge. The Torah tells us as follows, that if there's a person that kills another Jew inadvertently, by mistake, without intention, then there's a mitzvah that he has to flee to a city of refuge. He has to take refuge there from the avenger of the blood, the relative of the person who he had slain by mistake. And he has to stay there until the Kohen Gadol, the high priest in Jerusalem, passes away. That is his punishment and his atonement, and to keep him safe. Now the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away, told the Jewish people as follows. You should set up three cities. You should set aside three cities of refuge in the land of Canaan, which you are going to enter into. Yeshua, Joshua, was going into the land of Canaan, and he was going to conquer it, and it was going to become Eretz Yisrael. And over there you should set aside three cities for this purpose of being cities of refuge. Also in Eiver HaYarden, in Transjordan, before the Jewish people crossed over the Yarden, where the 2.5 tribes of Reuven, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh took their portion for the land of Israel, over there Moshe Rabbeinu also set aside three cities of refuge. And then we find the pasuk, the verse says as follows, V'im yarchiv Hashem elokecha es gvulcha. If Hashem will broaden your border, your boundaries, V'yosafta lecha eid shalosh arim, then you should add another three cities. Now the Rambam says as follows, when did this ever happen? These three cities didn't happen yet. They weren't set aside yet. We never got more land, even if today we technically conquered more land, but it doesn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There's a special process, a special ability of being able to make more land in Eretz Yisrael holy. And the way this happens is that it says that when Hashem promised Avraham Avinu by the Bris Bein Absarim that he is going to get Eretz Yisrael, he promised him another three lands called Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini that were not conquered by Yehoshua when he went into Eretz Yisrael. And it says that this land, the Jewish people will get at the time of Mashiach. And when Mashiach comes, Eretz Yisrael will become bigger, and we will get Keni Knizi Kadmoini. This is the Ve'im Yarchiv Hashem Elokecha. If Hashem will broaden your boundaries, that is referring to the extra land that the Jewish people will get, that it will be Eretz Yisrael in the time of Mashiach. Now, over here we have a clear indication in the Torah that there will come a time that you will have more land, and you have a mitzvah then to add three cities of refuge in that portion of land. This never happened till now in history, and it's going to happen when Mashiach is going to come. So what do we see over here? What do we see over here? Clearly that when Mashiach is going to come, all the mitzvahs of the Torah will be restored and even in a greater perfection than it was till now. That the Jewish people, here we have a mitzvah that we have to make another three cities of refuge. We were never able to fulfill it. When is it going to be fulfilled? Here's the promise, here's the hint that there's going to be a time of Mashiach when we will get that extra land, and then we will have the mitzvah, we'll be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs, including this mitzvah that had never been done yet in history. We'll be able to do the mitzvah of adding three cities of refuge. These are the three proofs that the Rambam brings for the coming of Mashiach as they are written in the Torah. And here we have clearly the base of what the Rambam puts down, the Jewish belief that there will come a time when Torah mitzvahs, Yiddishkeit, will be restored, and it's going to be through a king, a Jewish king, that's from David HaMelech. And it clearly says in the Torah that there will be kibbutz goliyos, the gatherings will be gathered in, all the Jewish people scattered around the world will be gathered back to Eretz Yisrael. And it clearly says in the Torah, in Bilam's Nevuah, that King Mashiach will rule over the world and will conquer certain nations, and that we will be able, and the third proof, that we will be able to fulfill all of the mitzvahs of the Torah perfectly, including the mitzvah of Arei Miklat, as the Rambam described.